This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Going right into your phone calls. People have been waiting patiently. We had an email that we had to tear apart last hour about immigration. Yet another control freak wanting to tell us about why freedom is such a bad idea. Let's go to your phone calls, though, and talk to Paul in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hello, Paul.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, yeah, I just was wondering what your opinion is on I've got my own opinions about it, but what's your opinion about the SPP thing that was signed up in Banff, Canada?
And the North American Union thing?
Right, the Security and Prosperity Partnership.
Well, it's an awful idea. I mean, it's more centralization. It would be the equivalent of the European Union here in North America. The idea, for those that don't know, is that there's something amiss that's being plotted at the governmental levels between Canada, Mexico, and the United States. It's relatively hush-hush, but some are suggesting that there could be a North American Union brewing, including a new currency called the Amero to replace the failing dollar, which, of course, you know, is just a shell game, basically. And it's more centralization. I think it's an awful idea. I think that the United States was a bad idea. I think that 50 individual states would be far better of a situation than the United States would be. We need secession. Not North American Union.
Well, I just was wondering what your opinion was about the SCP in relation to immigration.
I'm not sure. What about it?
Well, I mean, I think that there's a connection there. I think that both the reaction to the large influx of immigration and the actual immigration itself are part of this overall plan.
How would they get the immigrants themselves on board with this plan?
Well, the same way that they have always done it. All the major influxes of immigrants didn't just happen on their own. Our business associations and our governments go to these countries and they promote the immigration of people to the United States.
Sounds a little paranoid.
Yeah, that's
to me.
A little paranoid.
I mean, I can't imagine. How come I haven't heard of any of this?
They used to go to Ireland and post postings for deals for people to take ships over.
There certainly are businesses that want to hire immigrants. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But generally, from what I understand, the people in the northern portion of Mexico consider crossing the border, you know, as lightly as they consider smoking a joint or having a glass of alcohol. It's no big deal for them.
And the Mexican government doesn't enforce anything in relation to immigration because of...
I don't see why they would. It benefits them not to.
Right, because of these deals, though, I think this is what's going on. I think it's part of the SPP plan.
The Mexican government increases its tax base by people in Mexico getting money that from relatives that work here. Makes perfect sense to me. They just benefit. It doesn't sound nefarious.
Right. No, I don't think that these Mexican guys that are coming over here are bad in any way. They're a bunch of hardworking people.
I think
they're being manipulated.
I'm looking for the nefariousness of it all, and I don't see any. That's what I'm telling you.
Well, I think that there's a plan to merge the United States and Mexico, and I think that the only way to effectively do that is to merge the cultures as deeply as possible.
No, that's not true. I mean, have they merged the cultures of the different European countries that make up the European Union? No, it was a governmental thing. They just, arbitrarily decided, okay, but now we're going to have a union. And...
Right, but I've got a daughter. I've got a daughter that's 9 years old, and every single television show that she watches is either partially in Spanish or all the characters in the show are Spanish characters on television.
Like Dora the Explorer and that kind of thing?
Take a look at children's programming.
Yeah. Americans see benefits. I see benefits for my child to learn Spanish. I know a modicum if I got back into the culture a little bit.
I think they're laying the foundation for this SPP merging.
I don't know.
That's pretty paranoid.
That part sounds paranoid.
To suggest
that
the producers of Sesame Street are in on the conspiracy, I think, is a little, going a little too far.
So, okay. Well, maybe you don't know about the people who run the communications companies, and their relationship to these people.
He's talking about, like, Ted Turner, those sorts of people. That's who you're referring to?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think that there's an understanding. I mean, they've got these people on audio recordings, you know, thanking the press for their
silence. How far back are you going to suggest that this has been plotted? I mean, back as far as I can remember, there was a woman. I remember watching Sesame Street when I was a kid. There was a character on that show named Maria.
Yep.
I mean, she was.
I know how to say Pellegro on Sesame Street.
Oh, no further back than maybe the 1960s, probably, or something like that.
You believe
that.
They've been plotting the North American Union since back then?
Oh, at least. I mean, they were plotting the European Union since the early 50s.
Okay. So. Well, you know, what about it, though? I mean, they're going to make that move, and if they do it, then they're going to do it, and there's not going to be much you or I can say about it, right?
Well, there should be something that we could say about it.
But there's not. The whole idea of a government for by the people is really just it's PR.
Right. The government
is not that so. It's just not so anymore.
They don't care what you think, and they don't care what we think, and they're going to go and do what they're going to do. And as long as Americans continue to be obedient and pay taxes, just like good little citizens, then the government's going to run roughshod over all their freedoms and. They're going to do what they want to do. So the only way to put a stop to that would be to actually move toward liberty and actually have some civil disobedience to where people stop paying these violent thugs called governments, whether they're the Mexican government, the Canadian government, or the United States government, or the North American Union, or the UN, or whoever it is. These are people that want to control our lives and tell us how we should be living. And Americans have been, just rolling with the changes. And whatever the government says, the Americans don't seem to care very much about it. So if they want to create a North American Union, I bet you most Americans will just think, oh, wow, look, that's a pretty new piece of currency there.
Yeah, I love that Amero. It's got gold and green and all kinds of colors on it.
I think realistically right now it would be rejected, but 20 years from now, we'll all live to see this. 20 years from now, we'll be having a completely different conversation
but
about
wait a minute.
The NAU.
Wait a minute. You think Americans would reject the North American Union? Look, here's how they're going to sell it. Think about, you have to put yourself, I know you're not one of them, right? But you have to put yourself into the mindset of the sheep. And the sheep is hearing all kinds of things about, oh, the dollar's crashing. Oh, look at, the prices and the dollar is bad. And the dollar is crashing. But they're hearing these things. And so what's going to happen? And maybe it'll be 20 years. Maybe it'll be 10. Who knows when they'll pull this off. But what they'll do is they'll say, okay, look, Americans, the dollar is having trouble. What we're going to have to do to save, our economy is we're going to have to team up with Canada and Mexico. We're going to release this new Amero currency. It's pretty. And you can get one Amero for 10 of your dollars. So it's worth more, Americans. Of course, they're lying. It's not worth more. It's worth the same. It's a piece of paper. They're printing out as many as they want to. But the Americans don't know that. So they say, oh, yeah, it's worth more. Let's take these. These are great. And besides that, the banks will have to exchange them. The Americans won't have an option to stick with the dollar. So it's just going to go in that direction if that's the way they want it to go. And unless we actually achieve liberty in our lifetimes before that happens.
Well, I think another major problem that they intentionally are creating is the reaction to the immigration that's happening. I think that they anticipated that, and they're going to use that. And I think the emailer was partially correct in that they're going to use that reaction against immigration to push our liberties even further out.
Well, that's true, because the people that don't like immigrants are calling for all kinds of police state tactics. The people that don't like immigrants, they want house-to-house searches. They want Border Patrol checkpoints.
Right.
They want internal checkpoints, and they're getting what they want. Thank you for the call tonight,
really,
dude.
Which is really the ultimate goal, so.
Yep, we appreciate your call. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. These anti-immigration zealots, they want a police state. Look, they're not going to admit that, but that's what they're calling for. A great wall on the southern border, a barbed wire fence, or a wall on the northern border, internal checkpoints, random house-to-house searches. That sounds like a police state to me. Let's continue with your phone calls. You can bring up anything. We go to David in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, David.
It's a self-made trap, the borders, just like what you guys are saying. That's what the national ID is all about. And they're not going to just put it on Spanish brown people. They're going to make everybody prove they're a citizen. These people that want to put a fence around freedom are stepping right into the trap they want. The thing about freedom is you got to bring it with you. If we're headed into this global thing, into the North American Union, if we put a fence around it and let them take our freedoms away, we're going to lose it. The way you bring freedom is you got to go beyond the limitations of border and exceed your
absolutely more
your
on the
limitation.
Way this is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Hi, this is Ted Turbolizard, and I am inviting you to the Great Freedom Rally on the West Lawn of the Capitol in Washington, D.C. on April 15th. This is being billed as a gathering of the Freedom Tribes from across the United States, and there will be many wonderful speakers and entertainers there from across the nation, including Dave Von Kleist, Will to Power, Ron Paul, Murray Sabrin, Wanda Case, Lakota Sioux Elders, and many, many more. Some of my favorites include B.J. Lawson of North Carolina and Dean Santoro of Florida, who, along with myself, represent a new breed of Republicans who will be speaking out for an end to the economic slavery of the United States people due to excessive taxation and pointing to a future of prosperity and faith in free market economics. For more information, visit GCNLive.com, TaxDay08.com, Hauling.RonPaulRoadshow.org, or GrannyWarriors.com. You can help sponsor this celebration by making a donation at GrannyWarriors.com, the organizers of this event. See you there in D.C. on the 15th.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have the best experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 50 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The Sickle CAI toll-free line live Saturday show. It's Ian here with you.
And I'm Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free. So enjoy those, including the bulletin board system. Get interactive with over 340,000 posts. Thousands of our listeners are on there interacting with one another. Head on over to bbs.freetalklive.com. Check it out. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at legalzoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com. It's fast and easy. They do all sorts of documents like patents and wills and LLCs and trademarks. You won't believe how many there are. You just have to go there and look. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save $10. I did it. It was fast and easy. Seemed entirely complete. You know, I've got my will done there, and I would encourage you to get your will done, too, because you don't want to leave your whatever you've got to the court systems to figure out where it goes.
To the phones and the fun we go. Talk to Henry in Oregon, listening on KMED. Hello, Henry.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, sir?
Well, I kind of agree with Randy.
Most people do.
Yeah, well.
Lock down the borders, police state, ho, right?
Well, you're exaggerating a little bit, but anyway.
Am I?
Yes, you are.
Well, what would it take to convince you that we live in a police state?
Well, somebody'd have to come to, and stand guard over with a gun.
Somebody would have to stand guard over you with a gun?
Right, that'd be a police state.
What if they stood guard over someone else with a gun?
Well, it depends on what they did to deserve it.
So let me make sure we're clear on this, then. You're saying that if you're driving through the streets of Oregon and you come across an immigration checkpoint where they're demanding everyone shows up papers, that to you is not that's not a hallmark of a police state?
No, it's not.
No,
it's not really. Like, isn't that how the sort of the German the movies about the Nazis were? You know, they'd have a little barrier there, and they'd have
right.
guys with jack boots, and they'd say, "Papers, please."
That's the way the movie showed it.
Uh-huh.
You're not old enough to know what really went on over there. But anyhow,
I don't care how old you are, you don't know what went on there either. You weren't in Germany.
How do you know I'm not a German immigrant?
Oh, the likelihood is minuscule.
No, it's not. Anyhow.
Are you a German immigrant?
Yes, I am. But anyhow,
so you lived in Germany during the time of Nazi occupation there?
I did. Anyway.
How old are you?
So
77.
Okay. Well, take your word for it. Well, he'd have been a very young man, but, you know, he certainly knows more about it than I do.
Back when this country started, and we had the immigrants, the Irish and the Italians and the Germans and who all Frenchmen come in,
mm-hmm.
they had to learn to speak English.
Did you hear Little Italy?
Have
you been to Chinatown? Have you been to Little Italy?
Oh, yes, I have.
They didn't have to learn. There was no requirement.
Yes, they did. In order to become a citizen, you had to speak English.
Well, that much is true.
And in order to vote, you're supposed to be a citizen.
I would agree that citizens should be the ones to vote if we're going to have such a system as voting. I'm against voting.
How come they're letting all these illegals vote?
Well, because it benefits
That's
people
right.
in politics. It's a political system that you'll never control.
Want the North American Union. That's what benefits.
How about this, Henry? How about we just abolish voting altogether? And that'll solve that problem, right?
Might as well. Doesn't mean much anyway.
Ah, good. I'm with you on that one. What else? What else you got for us?
Well, that's about it. But anyway, I think
how about house to house searches? Would that get if they came to your house and said, Henry, we've got suspicions there are some immigrants in your neighborhood. We're going to need to check out your house. Is that a police state?
No.
No.
I'd let them check it out.
Well, I wouldn't.
Sad. So sad.
So should you be able to set up a system, vote for a system that then allows the cops to come into my house when I say, no, officer, you're not allowed to check my house. According to the Fourth Amendment, I should be secure in my persons, houses, papers, and effects, and I'm not going to let you come in here. I haven't committed a crime, officer. What should happen to me?
Well, you're breaking the law.
I guess I should go to prison. How about a concentration camp? Will you let me?
That'd be all right. I really think you two belong in a concentration camp.
Wow. How many hours should I spend a day?
That's hilarious.
How many hours should I spend a day turning big rocks into little rocks for not letting cops come in my house and search?
Well, at least 10.
10 hours a day hard labor.
I've got a serious question. I've got a serious question for Henry. He's laughing it up. This is funny, you know, ha-ha,
well,
police
it's
state.
It's funny when you can point a gun at somebody and force them to do things.
That's hilarious.
That's what government is.
All right, so Henry, let's say that the cops come to your door. They're not looking for an immigrant this time, but they're concerned because the word is there are immigrants on the loose in your neighborhood, and they want to make sure that they can't get into your house and take any weapons from you. So they're going to have to go and confiscate your weapons. Would that be a police state?
Yeah, well, our government's already doing that, so...
Yeah,
so then you do agree. So then it is a police state that we live in, then?
Well, at times.
Okay. All right, we got you.
Thanks, Henry.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231.
I understand wanting to control this immigrant problem. Believe me, it was one that I struggled with, too, at one point. You want to control these things, and they are breaking the law as it stands. But unfortunately, when it comes to controlling people, you have to create a giant apparatus of government. And to create the giant apparatus of government, then someone uses it against you.
Yes.
If you want freedom, you have to give it.
Right.
And these immigrants are good people that work hard. You eliminate the things that they that the
handouts.
The ne'er-do-wells would want. You eliminate the handouts, and then, well, you're only going to get the good ones that want to work hard.
Sounds good to me. 800-259-9231. If you want freedom, you have to allow your neighbors to have freedom, too. And that means they're going to have the freedom to do things you may not like.
Like speak Spanish.
Sí, señor.
Mm-hmm.
We continue with the calls and go.
Claro que sí.
To Dave in Waterloo. You're on Free Talk Live, Dave.
Buenas noches a todos. ¿Cómo estamos?
Hola, señor. Muy bien.
Así es. Entonces, la inmigración de los mexicanos en los grandes...
I only went to Spanish, too, I'm afraid.
Sorry, I'm going to go back to English.
Yeah, you lost me.
You were stumbling a little anyway.
We've got English-speaking people here. And anyway, talking about all sorts of people trying to get across the border and escape the bad way of life, you know, we have this problem in Windsor, Ontario, where the Americans are coming in.
Yeah.
You need
some checkpoints.
And they're taking advantage of our social programs.
Are they?
This is horrible.
Are they working in jobs that you would like to work for significantly more money in?
Well, you know, they're going into the GM plant over there, and there's a Ford plant here that we have in Ontario that they're...
Dear God.
They're inching their way the fence.
What about your culture, Dave?
Are they invading?
It's an invasion, literal invasion.
Canada.
They're driving their Humvees across the Ambassador Bridge.
And what about your culture? Aren't you concerned about your culture?
Well, no, I'm more concerned about the Québécois, because the Québécois, you know, they have the English, they don't like to speak English in Quebec.
Mm.
This is why they have that language law where all signs have to be in French. But the thing is that those Americans come across our border and they rape our women and they take our dogs and you know, they spend their American money and take our loonies.
You know what will solve this problem? More barbed wire. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. And armed agents of the state patrolling at all hours of the night on your taxpayer dollar, of course. Oh, and if they happen to be corrupt and let people through, well, we'll just hire more agents of the state
right.
to keep an eye on them.
Absolutely. We'll just keep hiring people so there's just more people to get paid off.
Yeah, because if you think that a wall and border agents are going to stop people from coming into this country, you're full of it. I mean, you have no idea what you're talking about. They'll just buy them all out. That's what the coyotes do.
I think they'll stem the flow, but they'll make the people that do come across that much more desperate because they'll have to pay that much more to get here.
More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now. The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those, including the live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both free for you at freetalklive.com. President Hillary Clinton, John McCain, Barack Obama, the North American Union, unconstitutional gun and drug laws, a national ID card. What's your trigger point? If it happens, what will you do? The Free State Project knows that one size does not fit all. Participants choose what event will trigger their move to New Hampshire to join the fight for freedom. Check it out at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we go to your phone calls, Gavin in the UK, across the pond, waiting patiently. Hello, Gavin.
Hi, how you doing? All right?
Super. What's on your mind?
Wonderful. Right. Well, basically, I just thought I'd ring to just highlight some of the American sensitivities in terms of, you know, for example, how old people are when they have sex. You know, is it the case that you have to be 18 80%. Before you have sex?
Oh, okay.
It depends on
the state. I thought you were going to tell us about old people having sex.
It depends on the state that you're in. Some states will allow it as young as 16, but largely that's true here in America. Up till recently, it was 14
in Hawaii. Yeah.
Right. Well, that's a good thing in my view. I mean, no, in this country, it's 16. I believe it should be 14.
It is in Canada, from what I understand.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's my understanding too. But you know, I listen to Free Talk Live. I love Free Talk Live, and I love a lot of the American shows I listen to. And I just get the impression that the Americans seem to be a lot of Puritans in many respects.
There's certainly a lot of leftover Puritanism
here
in America.
I've got to say that, the whole age of consent issue really does rankle me.
I can tell you one thing's for sure. The age of consent laws are not stopping people from having sex underage in this country. There's no doubt about that. But I can tell you something else that's interesting is that here in America, we have more teenage pregnancies per capita than Canada does. So Canada, with its age of consent at 14, has less teenage pregnancies than does America.
Fewer.
Well, that's right. And the UK has the highest rate of teenage pregnancies in the whole of Europe. You know, I just think that, you know, when you imply a whole load of Puritanism, then you're just going to have a... you're just not going to have the desired outcome that you might want to expect.
It's true.
Part of if you want to be a free individual. So
yeah, you're absolutely right, and it's generally the case that when you push against something, you only usually end up getting more of it. I mean, the war on drugs, we've got more drugs. The war on poverty, we've got more poverty. I mean, they don't call it a war on sex, but it might as well be. You tell people they can't have sex, and they go out and they have sex in more dangerous ways than they would normally if it was more socially acceptable in society. And so what I think you see as a result of this Puritanism is more depravity. I think
You know what outcome do you espouse in terms of America? I mean, America seems to be espousing this thing across the entire globe. It's banging on about its morals, right? When it comes to Iraq and Iran and so on and so forth. It's just completely ludicrous, isn't it?
Yeah, well, killing people, it's always been that way in America. Killing people, that's okay, but having sex, whoa, slow down there, buddy. We can't have people feeling good.
Well,
any other thoughts, Gavin?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, in terms of the drugs, I mean, let's just give you an example of a situation locally. I'm a city councillor. Now, I'm lying on my floor here, right? Mm-hmm. I'm lying on my floor. It's about, let me just have a look at my clock now. It's 2:37 in the morning in the UK, and I'm lying on my floor. I'm a city councillor, and basically, we've got situations where we've got the Stasi police, in effect, going around kicking people's doors in for £10,000, which is, what, $20,000, I think, of crack cocaine, you know, kicking people's doors in for that sort of thing. And you think to yourself, well, what's the point of that? You know, it's like, let them just get on with it. If they want to kill themselves, they kill themselves, yeah?
Absolutely. It doesn't. It's just madness. It's just the police state grows as a result of it. Their power increases over our lives, and that's what it's all about, right? It's all about power. It's all about money, because the cops, not only do they get to kick in the door and have a good old time shooting at people and threatening them, but they also get to keep the stuff they take. They get to keep the house and keep the car and keep the money and
keep
the
drugs. Well, not personally, but the department does.
Sometimes they keep it personally. See, Mark, if you come across, $100,000... then what you do is you give $10,000 each to the five guys that are on the raiding party, and you only write down that you came across $50,000. So absolutely, they do keep it personally. There's no doubt about it.
How about this one? You've got a property tax of obscene amounts in your area, yeah?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah? Well, we've got a property tax. It's called council tax in this area. It equates to something like £1,500, which is $3,000. Yeah? Now, in my area, I've just recently moved from one area to another, right? One district. I don't know what you call them in your area, but I've moved from one local authority to another.
Okay.
Yeah? Now, I'm still selling my property in one area, and it's still got furniture in it, and I'm required to pay, 50% of the council tax on property. And the full tax on the property I'm living in now, which I'm renting, yeah?
Nice.
Now, you up?
I said nice for them.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm refusing to pay it. I mean,
are you really?
I'm a city councillor for the authority I've just left. I'm meant to be paying 50% council tax to. And I'm refusing to pay it on the basis that I'm not using any service on the
well, occasionally I use the bin, and I might go and use the public library,
mm-hmm.
right? And I'm saying to them, well, I'll pay for the bins, and I'll pay for the library occasionally. But
seems like a reasonable position. I hope they don't take your house from you, man.
Well, no. I mean, I'm in the process of selling it anyway.
Oh, that's
and I'm
good.
Renting. I'm renting in the new region anyway, the new local authority anyway, right? But the fact is these people, local government and government generally, are a bunch of extortionists. And remember, I'm an elected official.
I'm amazed that we have an elected official listening to and enjoying this program. I think that's kind of cool.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Thank you, Gavin. We've got to move on, but I appreciate your call tonight, and thank you for your patience.
An elected official that's not paying his property tax.
He was holding on through. By the way, I mean, he's making an international call. He held through all those immigration calls, too. That's dedication. Guy must really like the show. 800-259-9231. Continue with your calls about what you want. Kaifo is on the line in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hello, Kaifo.
Hi, guys.
What's on your mind?
It's been a while since I called, but I managed to pick you up on our radio tonight, so
lovely.
I thought I'd give you a holler.
Very good.
I just think that the problem that I have with a lot of the people, especially the Ron Paul supporters, of who I am one, that talk about that come from the nationalist right-wing type,
mm-hmm.
when they talk about immigration and they're so much against, they have a lot of the posts on the internet are opposing immigration, illegal immigration. I think that this has become now a stalking horse for the real ID. And I was wondering what you guys thought about that.
Absolutely. Because the only, you know, we've got to keep out the illegal immigrants. They're just coming in waves and waves. What we really need is a national ID to be able to identify all these properly.
It will be impenetrable. No one will be able to crack it.
They won't crack it like they did Windows within the first, before it was even released. These
like
counterfeited
voting machines.
Yeah, you know, it's just ludicrous, and it's, you know, this is how they're going to shove the number of the beast down our throats.
Yeah, I just think they're barking up the wrong tree there, and you know, nobody, like you guys said earlier, I mean, these people come, they want to work. If we take away the welfare and the subsidization of this,
we'll get our lazy bums off their duffs too.
Yeah.
Thank you, exactly. Kaifo, for the call tonight. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. The war on immigration and the war on terrorism are the next steps to the police state of America, which you could argue we're already in the police state. It's just going to make it worse. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of Joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
My husband has had lots of blood pressure problems. It would just be really high. The doctor would work with him and he'd give him some medication for a little while. It would maybe work and then it wouldn't. And he was going back and forth, and my husband's not the top. That he wants to go to the doctor anyway. He'll wait till he is in major problems. So a friend gave us a bottle of Cardivite, and he started on it and within a very short time, I'm going to say 2 weeks at the most, it was just leveling out. And as long as he's been on these, it has literally saved his life.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today, or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Probably not enough time for your call tonight. Only a few remaining moments. If you're on hold, we will get to you. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board with the program. It'll cost you all of $3 a month. And the money goes to getting us on more new radio stations, spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible, and you'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. Get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. And speaking of new stations, I normally don't announce a station until I know for sure that they are going to be on board without any technical difficulties. And now, since Andrea is on the line listening in Benton Harbor to WSJM, FM 94.9, we know they're on board with us. So welcome to our new listeners in Benton Harbor. Hello, Andrea. You're on Free Talk Live, where lady calls come first. Hello there.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was just wanting to comment on the city councilman from England. I totally agree with him. I think that there shouldn't be an age of consent in America, and I think that it's time that people wake up and, you know, realize that they need to start teaching their kids in school about safe sex and birth control, because in Benton Harbor, where I live, I don't think there's enough being taught, because there's a high number of teenage pregnancies, and a lot of people, and I don't know how to say it without being rude, there's a lot of people that are having kids that don't need to, and I think most of it's because they want to go on welfare.
That one, oh boy. I wouldn't doubt it. If you put a system out there that people can cash in on by doing something as easy and as commonplace and as natural as having kids, they're sure going to do that to cash in. I mean, I know that we originally put welfare in to take care of the children that were in existence, but what it has ended up being is a system that you can make money by having kids.
I think that I see where you're coming from, Andrea, but I have to caution you, and that is that looking to the government to solve this problem, in your solution being, you know, to present these in schools, I think could be problematic in that what you have with government schools is something for different interest groups to fight over, and mm-hmm. they'll never stop fighting over it. So people that think your way, they want to institute central education classes, while the Puritans in your area, they don't want anything like that in school, and so they'll just eternally fight over those sorts of things. The real solution should be to get the government out of education, and then that way parents can send their kids to the school where they will get the education they are looking for. But even better than that, better than looking to the schools to provide a solution to this problem, better than that would be for parents to actually talk to their kids about sex. My parents did not talk to me about sex beyond to say, don't do it.
Yeah, it was tough for my parents, too.
And when that is the message being told to kids at home, it is not going to result in healthy sexual behavior at all, because kids are then going to go and learn about sex from pornography and their friends. Mm-hmm. And that's not a good place to learn about sex.
No, it's not. I know that I grew up in Kentucky, and my sister got pregnant when she was 16, and she had a child. Yeah. And I learned from then that I didn't want to do it until I knew I was ready. And I use Say Sucks when I do, and I still do. Mm-hmm. And I realized I'm not ready to have a kid. So I waited for a very long time until, and all my friends when I was 14 were having sex and saying, oh, it's so great. And they all ended up getting pregnant. Because, I'm pretty sure their parents told them, don't do it, didn't talk to them and tell them, hey, it's not a good idea to, you've got to be smart about it,
Yeah. And if parents aren't talking to if parents aren't talking to their kids about sex, then and if what they're telling their kids is don't do it, then the kids are going to be frightened to death of going to their parents to talk to them about sex. If they come across an experience or they come across an opportunity and they're wondering what to do, they're going to be frightened to death to come and talk to dad, because dad's going to get angry and dad's going to punish you for even considering having sex.
And there's a lot of different messages being given to boys and girls. Boys are still given the message, well, go ahead and have sex if you can, son. But little girls are given the message, don't do it. Don't you dare do it.
And I get so angry about that. That makes me so angry, because there's so much, sexual, discrimination, and I just don't think that's right, It really angers me, because a guy can go out and have sex with as many women as he wants, but if a woman does it, oh, my God, she's a whore, And that comes from the Puritisms, women are supposed to be ladies and not do anything, but guys can go out and do whatever they want.
And the fact is
that they're property, and it comes from the standpoint that women were at one time property, and we still view them to some extent or another as property.
And it's just so sad that we're still stuck in this kind of Victorian era puritanical mindset in this country, and we really need to get out of it. But again, looking to the government schools is not going to solve this problem, because right now the government schools have a policy, most of them, of teaching abstinence, which is the worst possible situation.
Right, and the problem with government school entirely is it pits the people that want to teach abstinence to their kids against the people that want to teach safe sex and that kind of thing to their kids.
The best thing you can do is influence the people in your lives. If you're in contact with some young people, is to give them healthy attitudes about sex. Give them someone to go to. If they're, if their parents are shutting them off from talking about it, let them know they can come and talk to you about it. Give them somewhere safe to go to discuss these things. That way they're not learning about it from porn, which is inevitably where they're going to learn about it from. It's our first night on the air there in Benton Harbor, so stick with us. We're going to be on every Saturday night from 8 to 10. Join us in the future. And if you get a chance, go to freetalklive.com and check out our Shrine of Female Listeners. We'd love to have you on board with that as well. So we appreciate your call tonight, and thank you very much. 800-259-9231. We go to Claire in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hello, Claire. Claire? Indy? Going once? Claire and Indy? Going twice? Let's try John in Canada on the amp line. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. First of all, regarding that last call, women were considered as property. I think we're all considered as human resources at this point.
By the government.
I would agree with that entirely. If the government can go into debt and it finances itself through an income tax, then it essentially owns your labor into the future. The government owns your labor. So if it owns your labor, it must own you.
Yeah, definitely. What I was calling about earlier was mentioned the age of consent in Canada is 14. I knew they wanted to change that to 16 here, so I went and checked on how that bill was going. They did pass it in February during an omnibus bill, anti-crime bill, and they also added some things in there for minimum sentences for gun-related crimes. I'm sure that's you know, not just for people who are committing crimes with guns, but people who are
just the crime of having a gun. Having a gun, you know, is just as bad as shooting someone because it jumps right up and shoots people, you know?
Yep, and right now we have in Canada, the Conservative Party is in power, but they have a minority government, so they have to cooperate with the Liberals. They're all in bed together.
Oh, yeah.
The Liberals didn't want an election just yet because they're trying to beef themselves up, so they let that go through. And so it's 16 here now in Canada, and they've passed a lot of other things in that bill.
So
I don't even know about.
Quick question about how it works up there. Is it just Parliament, and if it passes Parliament, then that's it? It's done?
It also has to pass the Senate, but the Senate is kind of a rubber stamp kind of thing. Just like the Queen has to pass every law, too, but you know she doesn't do anything either. So if it goes through the Parliament, it passes the Senate easily.
Yeah, it's a done deal.
And it's a law. Yeah, that's it.
What, do you know what any of the excuses were as to why they wanted this? Just because it's wrong for 14-year-olds to be having sex? Well, is it that attitude?
Pretty much the same thing that you have there in the U.S. It's just a bunch of Puritans who want to pass their morality on to everyone else.
Yeah, what's wrong to me is putting someone in a jail cell for having a sexual experience. That's wrong.
Well, you know,
I agree.
I don't know what I think about this. I think that there should be an age of consent. I don't think it's, you know, 16, 15, 14. It should be somewhere in there as far as I'm concerned. But I was in prison with guys that, for 9 years I spent in prison. I was in prison with guys who at least claimed, some of them must have been telling the truth, right, that the reason they were in was because they, at 20 years old, had sex with a 15-year-old girl.
And, do it.
You know, these
girls tell you they're 18.
When they make absolutely true. And you're responsible for having an ID. So these are, or, you know, getting an ID from them. And if that ID's fake, tough luck, pal. She was 15.
You should have
so
known
what?
How to spot it, apparently, right?
You should have cut her open and counted the rings, I guess. You know, there's a lot of problems with this age of consent thing, but I don't know how to solve them all. I think it's a very sticky situation.
You solve it by letting people make decisions for themselves and live with the consequences. Thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it. Quickly to Roger in Iowa. Only got about 20 seconds. Roger, go.
Okay. Hey, I was listening to the podcast the other night about the Mormons in Texas, and Mark was talking about how the Mormons were so weird and freaky and everything. I was wanting to remind Mark that the American Indians, when we first came here, were some pretty weird and freaky people, too, as far as things that they did in their lives. And I hope that he wouldn't do the same thing that Emsie's thinking about doing to the Mormons.
Well, I'm not thinking about doing anything to them.
No, I just want to leave people alone. Hey, thanks for the call, man. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We'll return Monday night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.